You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zulli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zulli.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zulli. We got an awesome show today after a couple technical difficulties, but it's all good. We keep it moving. We do it the easy way. So now we're back in action. Got the theme song music, got everything pumping and going. We got a bunch of callers in the queue. We got a wonderful guest today. I'm just blessed. I'm so happy to announce my man, Adrian Paul. And everybody remembers the TV show Highlander. And he also has an organization called the Peace Fund. We got a lot of cool information that we're going to be bringing on. We're also going to be bringing on an awesome organization called the Peace March. So I should be putting my fingers up in two signs. Peace. It's peace time. Peace. But we're all about anti-bullying, guys, anti-cyberbullying, anti-negativity. And so I'm just going to go right into it and just bring them in. We got my man Adrian Paul in the house. What's up, Adrian?
Good morning, brother.
Hey, man, how you doing? Welcome to the show. I appreciate your time, and I know that we had to kind of reschedule things a little bit so you don't have a whole lot of time, so I wanted to bring you right in off the bat and talk to you a little bit. Man, so I got Highlander. Yeah, like I'm afraid to talk to you because you might chop off my head with your sword. So I really studied my question. No, I'm kidding. What's up, bro? Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for inviting me. It's cool being here.
We have tons of Highlander fans, we have tons of people, but, you know, I'm going to not go into the Highlander stuff, and if any Highlander fans want to ask questions, what we do, guys, on the show is on Easy Way Broadcasting on the fans page, or my fans page, Eric Zulli Fans, we always help you interact as much as possible. You can also download the Eric Zulli app, the application, and any guests, any celebrities, any public figures, anything that we have on our shows, on any of our platforms, we will help you interact. We'll do the best we can to make sure, my man, you know, Adrian answers your questions, but we want to take, and right, Adrian? We're going to talk to the fans. We're all about the fans, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'll talk. I'll talk about almost anything.
Almost everything. Okay, well, we'll tell the fans to be nice to you. But, okay, so you have the Peace Fund, and tell us a little bit about what the Peace Fund is, and is that your nonprofit? What's the 411 on that?
Yeah, Peace Fund stands for Protect, Educate, Aid Children Everywhere. I've had it since 1997. It's an official 501c3 since 2004. It's an organization that we help kids all over the world. We're affiliated with many different charity organizations. We are growing exponentially in the past year or two just because we've kind of changed our format. We've got a lot of different people in different positions now. And, We funded various things in Romania, in the U.S., in Haiti, Cambodia, Thailand, Hungary, and plus all the smaller things we do on a day-to-day basis on logistics for other lower-funded charities.
That is so cool, man. I know you have a radio show that's kind of connected to that, right?
Yeah, Peace Fund Radio, which you can find anywhere online. If you just type in Peace Fund Radio, you'll find it's a show that we actually bring in celebrities. We talk about issues every week, different issues. This week we talked about, we had a great speaker, Brian McGill, who's an award-winning author and a speaker. He's doing a big tour next year with some major, major political figures, talking about how peace really affects your entire life, and that goes down through the family, through the children, etc. But each week is very different. The celebrity guests sometimes are from music and TV, radio, sports, or as I just mentioned now, a speaker like Bryant. And the issues are varied. They talk about autism, child molestation, bullying, and how we actually combat it, and what are the issues that we face. And, you know, we then also highlight a child hero every week. Kids that have done amazing things for either their community or for an organization that they felt strongly to do something about. One young girl raised $130,000. She was nine.
Wow.
With a lemonade stand. Another young girl of 14 swam Lake Ontario and raised money for child slavery. She raised $250,000. There are a lot of amazing kids that are changing the way we think. And I think it's very important to understand that children are not to be seen and not heard anymore. You've got to listen to what they say, because usually they don't take no for an answer, and what they believe is very pure. And the great thing is, it's the parents that really support them, which I think is the greatest thing, because the parents, as we get older, we tend to say no for an answer, but those that have a little bit more forward thinking say, I'll support her in doing this, because obviously it's something she or he really wants to do.
Well, we fully want to give you as much support as possible on fundraisers and companies and a lot of great organizations and people that could support something like that. So anybody, any of my fans, any of the fans of the Easy Way that's listening, you know, let's make sure that we get a connection going, you know, via the group Hollywood the Easy Way or our fans page, and we'll get some comments going. And I like to publicly put it out there in the social media, watching the growth of positive entities like this. And you mentioned the bullying thing. I'm going to bring in real quick. I have a couple questions for you from some fans. Got to take care of the fans. But then we're going to bring in a couple people that are a member of they're founders of the organization, the Peace March, and it's an event we're doing on August 2nd. And I want to introduce you to them. But we got to get to the fans here. Got a couple fans questions. So Adrian, fan question number one: if you could have any superpowers, you know, what would be your three superpowers you choose? Besides the glowing sword that cuts people's heads off.
Someone else asked me that. That's not a superpower. That's a general human power, that is. I don't know. You know, I mean, I think, you know, one of the things I'd like to see into people's hearts. I think one of those things would be to see who, you know, when I'm talking to somebody, I'd like to know if they're real or not. There's so many people who actually tell you things face up, and, you know, they're not really telling you the truth. That would solve a huge amount of problems in the world, because then you'd know what relationships you really should be making. That'd be one of them.
That's a good power. You just made up your own superpower, dude. I want that power.
Yeah, I'll patent it, I think. What would be another one? Gosh, three. Three's a bit much. Superpower, I mean, you know, obviously, gosh, you know, you've done the Superman thing, I don't know what other ones are.
I always like the teleporting thing, you know, like if you got to drive a long distance, you don't need to drive a long distance, you don't need to hop on a plane, you just teleport and get to where you need to get to.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Actually, it'd be actually good to actually be able to just jump back a few days and redo things. You know, you can actually jump back in time. That'd be kind of a fun, so you can actually make things right that you screwed up. That'd be another thing that'd be actually kind of cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
and then we got time for one more question, guys. So we have a Twitter question. What did you want to be when you were growing up? Was it always an actor? These are pretty good questions.
No, actually, you know, the funny thing was I actually when I wanted to be a soccer player. You know, when I was probably 16, 10 years old, I wanted to be a soccer player. That's really where my heart was. Then it became very political. You know, I wasn't as driven as I am now. I don't know what changed, but, you know, it became very political. So, but when I was a kid, you know, the funny thing is I'm doing what I want to do. I tell people this a lot of the time. Your dream, it will never come true how you imagined it would come true. But, and people go, oh, my God, that's so negative. I said, well, not really, because your dreams happen. They become reality based on the choices that you make along the way. Your path to wherever your dream is going to be, it might be over to the right as to where you originally saw it, but it is your dream because it's based on the actual decisions you've had to make on your path through life. So me as a kid, I knew that I wanted to do one thing. I wanted to travel the world, which I did. You know, that was the thing. I wanted to see all these different places. I wanted to meet pretty girls, which I did, which, you know, I was very lucky doing that. And secondly, I wanted to affect I wanted to have, and this is the truth, I wanted to do something with kids, and I knew this when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, 12 years old. I wanted to affect a very large amount of the child population because I figured we, at that time, were the ones that would make a difference. And now, you know, luckily I've been, you know, pushed along that path, and it's coming in different ways now because I've been really pushing forward the Peace Fund, and it really is something I'm spending a lot of my time on.
I love it, man. And now another question is, why are you friends with that Easy guy? You know, I don't know about that guy.
Because he put me on his show.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so I'm going to bring somebody in, guys. This is Timothy. Timothy is a member of the organization, the Peace March. Timothy, are you there?
Yeah.
Timothy.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, there he is. All right, Timothy, welcome to the show. I hear a cell phone, so make sure you're standing on your head so you got good signal. I need you to tell me the last four digits of the other people that you want to be on the show as well, because I don't know their numbers.
Well, they're on right now, Ms. Keitra.
What's the last four digits of their phone numbers?
She can hear you. She's online with me.
Oh, she is. Okay, hi, she. Who's she?
That's Ms. Keitra Williams. She's the organizer of the Million Youth Peace March.
All right, Ms. Keitra Wilson, welcome.
Founder, co-founder.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. Well, welcome to the show. We love meeting CEOs and co-founders of great organizations. And we have my man Adrian Paul, who's also the CEO and founder of the Peace Fund organization. And I wanted you guys to meet. So Adrian, meet Timothy and also meet Ms. Keisha. And this is my man Adrian Paul. He's the actor who plays Highlander, and he's a major humanitarian.
Good morning.
It's an honor.
How are you
doing?
Good
morning.
I'm a real fan myself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's an honor to meet you.
Can I ask you a question? What is the URL for your site?
MillionYouthPeaceMarch.org.
MillionYouthPeaceMarch.org.
Yep.
Chameleon Youth?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just because I like things online.
So, Adrian, now you have a big thing coming up in November. I don't know if you want to talk about it yet, but I want you to brag about me a little bit and brag about the organization and what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm putting on the website should be up tomorrow. We're just finalizing some stuff, the initial website, and opening up the registration. We're putting on we're trying to get the Guinness Book of Records for the largest ever celebrity paintball match in the world. It will benefit celebrities can actually fight, if you like, or play paintball to earn money.
They're going to war for charity. They're going to war for a good cause.
Yeah, you're fighting for your cause. And so we've already, you know, we have a number of celebrities already attached. We're gradually you know, bringing the celebrities in and formulating the, we have a lot of things. We've got Let's See Village down in, Let's See Village is in, I forgot where they are now. Gosh, I'm totally lost.
By the way, Adrian, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rocker says she will dress up like a army, like a commando. She'll dress up like she's doing paintball, but she's not going to do anything but sit down there.
I think she'll look fabulous. The great thing is we have collegiate teams from around the U.S. we're trying to actually bring in to go with the celebrities. It's going to be a two-day event with entertainment. Obviously, Eric, now we've brought Eric, is now the media producer on the show with all the blogs and the social media entity to actually coordinate with our social media team. We've got a trade show on the day of the event that we're actually putting together. It's going to be a two-day event. The first day event, five-man, several-game competition where celebrities will win the final prize and actually win money for their teams. The second day will be the main event, which will be all the people that are involved in the paintball with two generals. The generals will be assisted by very well-known paintball legends that will assist them in making decisions as we go forward, and the two it will be the one celebrity general will be myself, and the other one is oh gosh, what's her name? Carrie Keegan, and so she's a beautiful blonde girl that I think a lot of guys are going to be drooling all over. We're just literally formulating it now, and bringing in other celebrities. I have Luke Goss already attached. We've got Jesse Jr. from Breaking Bad. We've got Yancy Arias, who's a producer, actor, director. There's so many different celebrities from different places. Either they're actors or and Mark Ryan from Black Sails, Kelly Hu from X-Men. These are the people that just started coming on board. And I've got, you know, there's going to be a lot more that are going to be coming on very shortly.
All right. That sounds fun. And, you know, my angels, my beautiful angels, want to start a paintball team too. All right, so I want to give a chance to Timothy and to Miss Keisha. And I believe, Michelle, are you there? I just brought you in. Michelle? No, maybe I clicked on the wrong one. Okay. So I want to give Miss Keisha and Timothy a chance to tell you, Adrian, and tell my whole audience, tell the show what's happening on August 2nd with the Peace March and the Dance-A-Thon and the concert and how awesome that event is and what the cause and the point of the event is. So the air time is yours. Go ahead.
Hi, that's Miss Keisha Williams.
Keitra, I apologize.
Yeah, Ms. Keitra, she's the CEO, co-founder of the Middle Youth Peace March. And Michelle, she's doing a fundraiser August 2nd to help us raise funds for the Middle Youth Peace March. And it's a dance-a-thon, which is going to be, like, real spectacular. And Ms. Keitra, I just talked to her this morning, Ms. Williams, excuse me. I just talked to her this morning, and she says, yeah, she will be there to attend the dance-a-thon, so praise God for that. And so... that's pretty much the purpose of it, and I would like for Ms. Keitra to give you more of an understanding of the Middle Youth Peace March and how her son came up with the idea. So I'm honored to introduce her and have her introduce the Middle Youth Peace March.
Now, Ms. Keitra, before you start, I have a little question for you. What dance are you going to do for us? What style dance?
I'm going to do the granny dance.
Oh, you're going to do the granny dance, okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I'm excited, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share with you. We are going to be hosting our third annual Million Youth Peace March International on Capitol Hill, where our youth will be marching against gun violence and childhood obesity. We are excited because this is a national platform for our youth to discuss with each other how they can stop the senseless killings that are going on in our nation and in their communities. And then, again, we who are their leaders and mentors, we're going to come together and pretty much encourage them and speak to our peers to determine how we can meet our babies at their point of need. As you can imagine, this couldn't be any more timelier with all the slaughtering of killings that are going on across the country, and we're just tired of it. We want to let our children know that we are listening to them and that we are concerned about their concerns and that we do want to encourage them in education and help cultivate them.
Bullying is a huge part of that.
Yes, absolutely. Bullying, the whole issue. We're going to have, and as a two-day event, the first day is going to be the Agape Awards, which is our theatrical-based musical awards show where we'll have anti-bullying skits going forward. We'll have honors to teachers and the gatekeepers, those who nurture our babies and protect them throughout our school systems. And then we'll have, I don't know if you're familiar with Tommy Ford from Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Martin.
Okay. Well, Tommy. Yes. Tommy Ford, who from Martin, was his best friend. He's actually going to be one of our hosts as well as celebrity judges for the Agape Awards. So we're excited about that. And so when we get to the Capitol, we're going to have about an hour and a half to a two-hour program with more great talent from our entrepreneur youth. We're going to have youth speakers as well as youth peace ambassadors coming from. We have about 30 or so states that we're covering throughout the United States, and we're going to be organizing youth peace ambassadors in those states that will rally up youth and as well as adults now, because we realize that youth can only do as much as the adults allow them to do. But we're rallying up organizations that are going to meet us on the Capitol, and we're just going to have a great time. After we finish our two-hour program on the Capitol, we're going to march from the Capitol to the Washington Monument, and we're going to sign a peace treaty amongst our leaders and our youth, and then we're going to blow the shofar and call it a day.
What do you think, Adrian? You want to march for peace with the youth?
I think it's an amazing thing. What I actually would love, I think I'd be able to do a better job, is actually to have your organization on my radio show. Because right now I have over 1.5 million a month on that show alone. So if I could actually invite you on the show to actually talk about it, I think that would also help.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. Let me tell you something, Keetra Williams and Timothy. You get on his show, you get on my show, you're going to get a lot of people knowing about what you guys are trying to do with God's glow.
Thank you so much. What a blessing. And, you know, that's just what we need, because people can't support what they don't know about. And I'm especially excited because my son, who is the brainchild of this event, his name is Jaira Gibson. He was a former gang member. And he turned his life around and ended up on American Idol as one of the contestants there and went on to sign a publishing deal with Warner Brothers and ended up with the number one hit over in Korea. And so he's now the co-founder of this event, along with myself, and he wants to encourage his peers to do the right thing as well. So I'm excited about this movement and the whole new level of mindset that our youth are coming into.
Well, we're also going to be talking about cyberbullying, and we have a movement and an organization that I don't know exactly what to call it, but it's a snowball that's grown to the top of the entire Empire State Building at this point, and it's actually called Cyberwatch. And if you guys stay on the line,
oh, wow,
stay on the show, you'll hear more about that. We're going to be bringing that topic on. But what I'll do is I'll make sure I get you guys off air. I'll make sure, Adrian, I get you connected to Ms. Keetra Williams as well as Timothy. And Michelle, are you there? Are you there now?
I'm
Michelle?
Here, but you got me.
There she is.
Or something.
So, all right, guys, so let me introduce you guys. The reason this whole conversation is happening in regards to the Million Youth March is in regards to Michelle, Michelle Murray. And she is an amazing lady, and she's going to be working very closely with Easy Way and everything that we're doing. And she brought everything together. And, Michelle, I want to introduce you to Adrian Paul, very, very good friend of mine. And, Michelle, go ahead and tell our audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what you're trying to do, and who your son is.
Okay, well, just in a nutshell, thank you so much for having us on the show. Bring us on. Let us talk about what we do. But I do event production on a little smaller scale than you, of course, and it takes great people like you to help, so thank you so very much. But I got involved with this particular project because it was just a phenomenal cause, an amazing cause. And my son had already been looking into similar things. You know, how do we stop bullying? What a shame that not only kids but even adults get bullied, and particularly with the cyberbully. So it was just kind of a good fit for our family to pitch in and help on it, you know, try to create an event. So we came up with the dance-a-thon because, of course, you know, our window's kind of short to help out. But it's fun, the dance-a-thon, because we'll come together and it can be individuals or teams, dance for 8 hours, and we've got different prizes to give away, you know, all kinds of fun things, food, activities, you know, and bring in some celebrities to bring some attention to it. And those funds will be used, of course, to facilitate the October event that Keetra and Timothy spoke to you about a few minutes ago. And my son, currently, he appears on the Nickelodeon show Sam and Cat. That's the thing. He just finished a feature film last week, and he's booked on another one, so he's up and coming. He's starting, you know. He's also a guitarist, but he's also a community activist more so than anything else. And so, again, this is just something that was near and dear to our hearts, and we hope that it touches the hearts of America as well.
There's another guest for you, Adrian.
Yeah, hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
There's something else Eric and I talked off air on, which I'd love to talk to both of you about at some point. I am creating with Microsoft a place where charities can cross-platform ideas and help each other, not financially, but with ideas and cross-platform. It's going to be a huge site like Facebook. I will be launching it within the next month or so. But I think it's something that would benefit, like what you mentioned a second ago, that if we all know what's going on, there's strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the same thing with the Million Dollar Mics, there's strength in numbers and how you get your voice heard. And I think that's the same with us as organizations, that us with numbers, if we discuss things with each other, we can get a lot more done. That's the idea.
Absolutely.
And I do want to point out, guys, that sounded like an exclusive, first time heard. Am I right, Adrian? Yeah,
pretty much.
I think so.
All right. There we go. See, we do it the easy way. Now that sounds amazing, guys. So you see that we're doing some connections. You know, we're going to have to get to the next segment here pretty soon, and we have another fan question for you, Adrian. They're coming in here, big time. I mean, you should see their message. It's pretty long. Just came in right now to my fans page, and they're asking, do you have any kids? What's your family life like?
Yeah, I've got two kids. I've got a 2-year-old, he's just turning 2 in about another 12 days, and I've got a 4.5-year-old. And, you know, I'm very blessed with both of them. She's a girl, which is an angel, and he's a monster as a boy. You know, he's a boy. He's a boy that just loves playing soccer or anything to do with balls. And so, you know, it's a lot of work, but I love him dearly, and it's the best thing in my life.
Awesome. All right. Well, you should bring him down to the dance-a-thon. By the way, it's a dance-a-thon, guys, and now with the Easy Way involvement, we're going to make it a benefit concert. A lot of fun stuff. Fun. Okay, and I also want to point out that we got a message. Thank you to Miss Rose 222. Easy, you're so awesome how you connect people. Thank you. I appreciate you. Okay. So call in and talk to me. I'd love to meet you. All right, guys. So basically, Adrian, I know that you got to get going. And I know that, you know, I don't know how much more time you have, but I want to keep you as long as possible. But I want to introduce you to a couple other people, if you don't mind. Or do you need to take off?
I've got like 3 or 4 minutes. I've got another meeting I've got to run out to.
3 or 4 minutes. Okay, cool. So I'm going to bring in, guys, this is going to be a new segment, and we're going to start talking about cyberbullying, okay? Cyberbullying is a big, big deal. The internet graffiti, what's happening right now, I feel that this is a drain on the economy, okay? And this is why. What's happening is the fact that idiots are allowed to post anything they want at any time on Rip Off Report and all these stupid blogs that really don't mean anything, and they're made up because they're upset and it's a personal issue. These big-time companies in international are seeing this when they're trying to do business in the U.S. And because of the stupid internet graffiti, business deals aren't going through. As well as you guys know, there's been suicides being committed. There's been a lot of problems in the cyberbullying world. And so what we're doing with Easy Way and Cyberspace Media and many other people, we're slowly kind of creating a little coalition here. And we created an idea. Okay, all this right now is an idea, and it's a group on Facebook, but it's going to turn into a lot more. We are now going to be watching. We're watching for you. Okay, we're watching for the people doing it. It's called Cyberwatch. And I want to bring Alantino Brown, guys. I want to introduce Alantino Brown to Miss Keitra Williams. You know Michelle. You've already talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll introduce you to Timothy.
Yes.
And, of course, Adrian Paul. Wow. You don't have too much time, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about Cyberwatch and what's happening.
Adrian Paul, thank you. It's good to talk to you again. Last time I met you was in the studio. Everyone else, thank you so much for your time as well. Cyberspace Media is watching. I come from a high-tech background. I started in IT in 1980, and I've got a couple apps that I'm going to share on the Internet so we can track predators, find out about a whole lot of different things going on the Internet, and educate parents on how to police this in cooperation with law enforcement from the CIA all the way down to the local police departments all across the United States and then hopefully around the world. So we can cut down on all this predatory stuff as well as the cyberbullying. And it now finding out that in the gaming industry, PlayStation 3 and Xbox, the internet gaming is even worse than what we see on the internet, on the regular internet. And it's crazy. I was at an event with Eric that he hosted with Henny Morales, and I interviewed two kids, and they told me 4 days ago they had buried, one of the girls had just buried one of her friends who committed suicide. Okay? I mean, this is getting crazy out of control, and we have to stop it starting today and every day afterwards until it's gone.
And it's a major issue, guys. So if you want to know more and you want to support, you want to bring, I mean, anybody knows people, and we want to just keep collecting good-hearted people that wants to make a difference on the situation. And plus, we're gonna start, we're gonna do the best we can to go to talk to the schools, to get the schools and get parents and get people to realize that there needs to be a curricular of some sort. There needs to be something to educate people on the digital world and what the digital world can do, and if you misuse it, it's very powerful and it's very damaging. Okay, so we're this is a big thing. So CyberWatch, just go on Facebook and just search CyberWatch, type in CyberWatch, join the group, and we're rocking and rolling. So now I'm gonna go ahead, Adrian, and give you another like a minute to promote whatever you wanna promote, and then I got one more question from a fan for you, and thank you so much for your time on the show today.
You're welcome, man. I really don't have anything else. I mean, my as I said, my radio show that we have it each week. We have celebrity guests on there, and we want to talk about every single issue. We actually have talked about cyberbullying. A young girl that actually is one of our heroes of the week actually was a cyberbully, and she created something at college, and then that started becoming viral, and it's growing because that is one of the issues that. With technology has changed the way bullying has been affected, and bullying happens in very different forms. So that's the only thing I really want to promote. My work, I've got so much going on right now, which is fantastic, but nothing I can actually name because I don't have it yet.
Well, hey, Adrian, we're gonna get some superstar dance people to teach you some dances. And are you willing to on behalf of this cause, be on stage and try to learn some dance moves? And you did some pretty good dance moves on my show with Shelley Hunt. I didn't know you had skills like that, man. You want? Should I tell everybody where they can see that video or no?
I don't know. I just had fun on that show. However, I used to dance. I used to choreograph. That's what I used to do.
Oh, really?
When I was
younger,
yeah.
So, oh, cool. Okay. Well, maybe we can play around with that on the event. But thanks for your time, man. And guys, I'll be posting. I might, if you're lucky, I might post the video I'm talking about. Who wants to see Highlander bust a move? All right, Adrian. Thanks so much for your time, man. And remember, guys, give them the website one more time. Your all your social media, so they know how to follow you, and if they want to get involved and support the Peace Fund.
My social media is Twitter, Adrian Paul 1. My Facebook is Adrian Paul Official. My website, you can reach me at my either on Facebook or Twitter. But my charity website is www.thepeacefund.org. And the Peace Fund Radio, you just have to type in Peace Fund Radio into any URL and it will come up. So those are the sites that I'm currently working on.
All right, thanks, brother. I think we need to set up a big we need to do like a simulcast. We need to do your radio show and my radio show at the same time and just get like a bunch of like public figures to like endorse what we're trying to do,
That would be awesome.
I'd like to have him at the March speaking at the Capitol if he's available on October 26th.
Yeah,
well, he does,
I agree.
He doesn't use his feet.
Say that again.
I know how to use a computer.
She said she would like to have you at March on October 25th if you're available.
Well, I've got some stuff in October. I think in October I'm actually in Edmonton. I've got to look at my schedule, but I might be up there. I've got a couple of events, and I've got a job that might take me through the late part of October. So I'm not sure what it is, but we can talk about it if Easy gives you we can connect after the show.
And the beauty of the digital world, guys, is even if he's not able to be there physically, he can always do some sort of video to support. And, I'll try to bring him down on August 2nd to support if he's in town. So thanks for your time, Adrian. Appreciate it. I'm going to let you go ahead and get to your other project. I know I've gotten an extra 5 minutes. I appreciate the love. So we'll catch you the next time, man.
If he could meet Keetra August 2nd, that would be real nice, too.
Well, thank you, guys. I look forward to talking to you again.
All right.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
So-
I have to.
All right, guys. So that's Adrian Paul, the Highlander himself, and the founder of the Peace Fund, and he's got his radio show. Make sure you check all that out. So real quick, Keetra Williams and Timothy and Michelle, I'm gonna give you guys about 2 minutes to fully promote whatever you want to promote on the show here, and then we actually have a song by a 18-year-old kid named Edlinger CEO, and it was produced by Mo Egger, which is a Grammy-nominated producer. The song is called Stand Tall. And this kid actually stopped 14 suicides with his music. How cool is that? Okay, go ahead, Keetra Williams, Timothy, and Michelle. Whatever you guys want to promote, the airtime is yours. Go for it.
Okay, well, I'd just like to thank Michelle and Timothy for allowing us, and you, of course, for allowing us to come and share. We are hosting the Million Peace March as a two-day event. You can register. We're looking for talent for the main stage. We're looking for more speakers, and we're looking for, of course, sponsorship. So if you could please go to www.millionyouthpeacemarch.org, that would really help. My past experience working with Tyler Perry as leading lady of Diary of a Mad Black Woman, also Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple on Broadway with Fantasia, and T.D. Jakes' Woman Thou Art Loose. That is my background experience, and I'd like to invite each and every one of you to come out and support the Million Peace March and join me so that we can help stop the senseless killings that's going on in our nations with our youth.
It's funny that you mention Oprah, because I keep telling her I'm going to come for her. Every time I'm coming for her. I'm taking her throne. I'm kidding. So that sounds awesome, guys. So anybody that supports the Easy Way, all the Easy Way supporters out there, and here's what I want you guys to do, okay? We're going to be putting this out on social media, and I want you to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Million Youth March, okay? I want you to – it's the number
hashtag
sign.
Million Youth Peace March. International.
I apologize. So it's hashtag the million. So Million Youth Peace March.
Youth Peace March, right? International. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Million Youth Peace March. We're gonna start a movement here, guys. It's gonna be an amazing event. The tickets will be open pretty soon. We'll have flyers. We'll have all the information, all the marketing materials out to you in the next probably week or so. And everything's gonna be pumped out there. So it's gonna be an amazing event. And if you're lucky, if we get enough ticket sales, I might do a little something. I might dance a little bit. I might do a little rap. I might even perform on stage. If we get enough ticket sales and we get enough support, enough donation, I might do a little something for you guys. So make sure that you support this. It's a great cause. I hope you guys stay on the line, okay? And I hope you stay on the show because we have a lot of great stuff. We actually have a segment coming up that's called the Director's Corner, and we have a produced segment from a 17-time award winner. He was actually the creator of the George Jefferson character on the Jeffersons TV show, All in the Family, and tons
wow.
of other stuff. He's won 2 Tonys and very, very good friend of mine. Me and him are producing a TV show together, and we love, love, love Norbert Brown. So, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. Remember, you can follow us on Easy Way Broadcasting, the fans page. Follow me at ericzuley on Twitter. And this show is brought to you by Vanity Drink. VanityDrink.com, your best-kept aging secret. Amazing. I mean, it's amazing what it does with your skin. And if you want to know more information, obviously you follow us and you can download the app. We're selling Vanity on our store now. We have a store now. We have our own Amazon. How cool is that? All right, guys, so you listen to Easy Talk Live. So like I said, I'm going to go ahead and put this song on. It's called Stand Tall by Edlinger CEO. This kid has saved lives with his music. And I want you guys to post your comments on the fans page. And when we come back, we will have Norbert Brown doing his thing. And who knows what guest he has. It's always a surprise, and it's always great. You listen to Easy Talk Live.
Here's something depressing. The Centers for Disease Control says roughly 1 in 10 Americans today is depressed. The land of opportunity apparently offering a lot of opportunity for misery.
Misery.
Stay strong as long as you stand tall. It'll all be okay. Keep your head up high. On this you can depend.
Park, looking in shock, tears and screaming, I can't even talk. Pills in hand and I'm ready to drop. Head is spinning, there's a vast emotional block. Alone, depressed, low, a mess. Now's my move, pressure, what to do next. My life's out of line and this is my check. I take the pills, my head's clouded again. One breath, two breaths, I let out the rest. Thinking this decision was the best. Close my eyes and I won't open again. Accepting my time's about to end. Recapped, I'm standing on a ledge. I'll drop, be dead, it's a peaceful descent. Ninth grade music was my only sense. The only reason I'm not mentioning
pets. Stay strong, as long as you stand tall, it'll all be okay. Keep your head up high, on this you can depend. When you're feeling lost in darkness, just remember this too shall end.
Every day a struggle, feeling all alone. At school I didn't talk, and got angry at home. I thought I had nobody, not even my family. Been so long, it was pure agony. Day by day I was trying to live. My life had not one more thing to give. Progressively it got worse, I soon broke. Family trip, I wanted to be ground stroke. And when I'm gone, everyone won't even care, because I was a pointless mistake. Yeah, Mac Miller in my ears, a step away from death, best day ever. Backed away from that ledge, I realize it can get way better. I can't give up, I'm just under the weather. That day rap saved my life, I'll never forget it until the day that I die.
Stay strong.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Nobert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Hey, 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 good morning, L.A. I'm so excited about, I was just hearing all the things that the people before me was talking about giving back and charity and everything. That's very, very exciting to give back some charity. I will get in touch with the young lady that's doing the march up in Washington. I will donate something to our charity. I love to donate to charities. I am Nobert Brown Jr., award-winning writer, director, and producer. But today on the Director's Corner, we have an exciting producer, Amber Washington. She is awesome.
That amazing introduction, Norbert.
No problem.
Yes, yes.
Tell me a little about yourself. Tell me what's going on and what's happening.
Well, right now, L.A., I have joined the likes of Nobert, and Nobert and I are going to be producing quite a few shows together, from movies, theater, and television. L.A., Nobert and I have joined together to produce a movie called Jersey 4. Jersey 4... If you remember the story of Jersey 4, it happened in New Jersey, and four young men got shot up by the police officers, and Johnny Cochran joined in, and they won, and they were able to sue the city. It's an amazing civil story that is very – it's a winning story. We win. Of course, we know that profiling, police profiling, is still a fight, but it you know – Truth prevails.
Yes.
Another thing that we're working on right now is 215. Is it? Am I saying it properly?
Yes. 215 Stilettos reality show. Also, Eric Zulie is a big part of 215 Stilettos, and we are all coming together to do 215 Stilettos. About women that grew up in foster care, and now they are successful women, seven of them, and they're doing their own thing in life, and we're about to bring that to TV, too.
Yes. And, L.A., if that's not enough, we're going to finally acknowledge, upon as many times that he has been acknowledged, Nobert Brown for an Image Award for the African Oscars. That's going to be happening on September the 13th. We're truly excited at show, and, you know, we just have to keep everybody posted on the lookout, and we'll give you information on how to buy your tickets.
Wow, that is great. And, like, where is it located? Is it located in L.A., Hollywood, what?
Yeah, for right now, we're looking in the Los Angeles area and the facilities thereof, and it's really, this is the fourth year that it's gone up. Tina Wiseman is a major part of this. There's so many, many more people who are involved, but be on the lookout. Definitely be on the lookout.
Wow, I love the name of the award. It's called the African Oscars. That's awesome. I want all my friends in Hollywood to come out. It's going to be in Hollywood, I'm pretty sure. I want everybody to come all over the world. Easy will be there with the, you know, Easy Way Radio, of course. And, you know, you can always go to Easy website and find out more about it because it will be posted. I know it's September the 13th. But tell me more about the things that you do and the movies that you did and everything like that, because people need to know.
Okay, so again, my name is Miss Amber Washington. I've come out of Chicago, Illinois, pretty much in the year 2000 and moved to Los Angeles. And I've been on the independent grind ever since I was in college at Columbia College in Chicago. Now I'm in L.A. I've produced a movie almost every year since I've been in Los Angeles, and every film has been distributed. So right now, since we're embarking on a new one, and also theater, we're going to be producing a show called The Little Black Dress.
Yeah.
That's coming up this fall and early next year. All of these are headbangers and really amazing projects. We're totally... So as they come along, we're definitely going to keep you abreast. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're going to keep knocking these movies out. I've produced, I'd say, about 8 to 9 films, feature films. I've produced anything from industrial videos. Pretty much the full package. It's so much to talk about, and you know, I don't want to be a narcissist.
That's okay. That's okay.
But it's fun, and I love what I do, and I'm excited about what the future holds, especially working with new talent and legendary talents, Nobert, as of yourself.
Thank you.
And all the people that love you and that have been around you for a while.
Thank you very much for that, Amber. Also, Easy Way Broadcasting, you can go on and find out more about Amber, find out more about me, find out more about Easy. We have so many exciting things going on every week here. And like Easy said before I came on the air, he was saying that you never know who's going to be on the show, on the Director's Corner. We just have amazing people following us and working with us as we work together as a team. So Easy Way Broadcasting is, you know, where you can find everything when you want excitement, when you want action, when you want power, when you want drama, when you want to laugh, go to Easy Way Broadcasting. That's where you go. But once again, Amber, I am so excited to be working with you on Jersey 4. It's going to be an exciting road to Jersey 4, 215 Stilettos with me, you, Eric. That's going to be awesome. And also, I just want to speak out to some of my friends over there that are always talking about cyber bullying. You know, it's not good to bully, and I met the man that runs it all. He's a great individual, and y'all guys need to get behind him and stop all the bullying online and all over the world. And what I learned from him by sitting down, eating breakfast with him in L.A. when I was in L.A. last week, he's a great guy. He's dynamite. Back him up. Support him. Support everything that goes on with that bullying, because he's going to get to it, and he's going to stop it. We're going to wrap this show up. I know we started late today on the air, but now we are about to, you know, just blow up on a lot of things. And once again, September the 13th, I will be back in L.A. on the award show. Thank you for, you know, nominating me for an award again. I feel really great about it. Easy Way Broadcasting will be on the red carpet that night, and a lot more people from L.A. will be there. Just, you know, just all together, just always, all the things that we do together is positive things, and we're going to keep going with all the different people that we meet every day in life. And like I said before, one thing that you never forget, lights, camera, action.
Amen.
And Amber, anything else you got to say before we wrap up the show?
Yes, I want to say thank you for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure to reach your fans, and definitely be on the lookout for myself and Norbert, Miss Amber Washington, and Norbert Brown Jr. We're going to hit the ground running. We have already hit the ground running. So.
That's right. We will. Thank you very much for listening to us today. Easy Way Broadcasting, listen out for tickets for the award show on September the 13th and everything else that we got going on. Thank you very much. And good night.
See you next week on Director's Corner.
That's it, wrap, everybody.
Awards. All right, guys, so we are back on Easy Talk Live. Nobody, if you've got too many awards, you need to give the award to me. There's a limit. There's a special limit when you get 15 awards, you can't get any more. No, I'm kidding. And also, guys, the Director's Corner, the reason it's called the Director's Corner is because Norbert has cornered the market in the director's world. Pretty cool, huh? All right, guys, so we're going to bring on a really good friend of mine, and this is a gentleman that we work with. He owns AANM Promotions, and he's actually going to expel upon. See, today's show is Easy Way Cares, and we're going to get to brag a little bit. But we don't actually brag. We actually have other people to brag for us that enjoy the Easy Way, and we had a very successful event for a great, amazing talent by the name of Kaylee Stallings. You guys know we've been promoting her like crazy. So we got Russ Niebert. Come on down.
Jeez.
You better be there.
Right. Hello, Eric, you there?
Oh, did my intro scare you?
Yeah,
man, go ahead and talk to all the Easy Way fans. Tell them about the Easy AANM Promotions and the wonderful event and the, you know, what's happened. What happened after this wonderful event that we did for Kaylee Stallings?
Oh, man, it's been crazy. And first of all, thank you to Easy Way and the team for coming on board with us and really blowing that thing out of the water. It was awesome. As you know, Easy, we had tons of press, Fan TV, World TV Networks, Easy Way Broadcasting, Teens Want to Know, Teens on Air. I mean, it was insane. And due to that, we had a lot of celebs show up to support our little Kaylee. And, you know, Aretha Gray was there. I heard earlier on the show, Michelle was talking. Her son was at the event, Kendall. And we really appreciate all of them coming out to support. And since this event, you know, everybody needs to know. Everybody that was there, including any of the other artists that so graciously came out to support Kaylee and perform, like Breaking Tempo, for example, Cloud Talk, Donnie Frenta, Mary Desmond, you know, and a few others, too, that were out there performing. You guys were all awesome. Thank you so much. But what this has done for all of you is giving you exposure to tens of thousands, millions of people, literally. You know, I've seen online the interviews from the red carpet from Fan TV and WTV Networks are just popping up everywhere, and all you guys are on there. And these things are being seen by millions of people. And Kaylee being our spotlight, and here's where the advantage of being a client of AANM Promotions, along with the Easy Way team, can come in for you guys. After this event, we have been approached by several people in the music industry who now want to talk to Kaylee about her future. And that's what that entire event was really about. Yeah, it was a party. We all had a great time, and it was awesome, and that was definitely a big part of it. But the other part as a publicist and PR person is to promote my client and to get her to the next level where she wants to go and fulfill her dreams. And that's starting to happen now. She's actually traveling. She's going across the country to Ohio and North Carolina and then coming back through the Branson, Missouri area. And I've got people in Branson, for example, Tony Orlando. Anybody know that name? Tony Orlando has been around in the music industry forever. Tony Orlando and Don. Well, he happens to be a friend of mine, and I'm trying to hook Kaylee up. He got wind of this event. He asked me to send information. I sent him links. I sent him an EPK that we put together from this event for Kaylee, and now he's all over it. He's like, wow, I want to meet this girl. So, you know, that's one. Out here in L.A., I've got people like Big Spin, who I met through Easy Way Promotions. Big Spin's a distributor in the music industry. He's working on booking Kaylee into the Staples Center to play a halftime show for the WNBA LA Sparks. It's huge. And none of this would have happened if it wasn't for the event we put together on June 21st for Kaylee Stallings' CD release party and concert in conjunction with Easy Way Promotions. And I cannot thank Eric and his team, which I'm now a part of, by the way, gang. I've joined forces, and I'm part of the Easy Way team, and I'm proud to be one. And, again, none of this would have happened without these guys being on board and promoting this the way that they were able to through all their platforms. And this is something that I now have resources to provide for my clients. So, you know, anybody out there listening, AA&M Promotions, we're for real, people. We are dealing with a network of people in the industry, both music, acting, modeling, you name it. We can help you. There's a gal out there who I'm not going to mention her name, but she just won a big competition, and now's the time to be promoting that. And I'm talking with her, trying to make her realize what we can do for her. And we literally, you know, I tell my son, and by the way, I heard mention earlier in the show, everybody talking about the anti-bullying and everything. We are definitely going to be supporting that. We're going to be at the August 2nd event for the Million Youth Peace March. I am working with trying to bring Ashley Argota in for that. Ashley actually is an ambassador for another anti-bullying organization called Stomp Out Bullying, and she is all over that kind of stuff. So hopefully she'll be available and able to join us on August 2nd. If so, we'll be making that announcement here in the next few days, so stay tuned for that. You know, my son, Matthew Jacob Wayne, he's an actor, and he's a victim of bullying. So we are all over this. Matthew actually had his arm broken at school about a year ago now. And we really are advocates for this anti-bullying. So we're definitely going to be out there supporting. And I want Michelle to know that if there's anything AA&M Promotions can do to help, whether it's posting, you know, on our pages and our platforms for her with her links and whatnot, to please reach out, get in touch with me. I think Michelle has my information already from the June 21st event, but if not, you can get it through Eric. And, you know, we're here to help. We're on board, and I look forward to hopefully meeting Adrian Paugh as well. What he's doing is amazing, and we would definitely like to be a part of that, maybe even get Matthew on his show as well. Matthew's going to be on Actors eChat here in about 3 weeks, a little less than 3 weeks, and he'll be talking about all this stuff then too, I'm sure. So, everybody out there, just understand, it's powers by number. And I heard that mentioned earlier. And, for example, you know, one of the concerns was, well, if I'm already an ambassador for another bullying organization, can I go to this one and be involved with them? And my answer to that is, why not? You know, we need to create a village, a city, a state, an army, if you will. And the more people we can bring to the table, yeah, exactly, right word, Eric. You know, the more people we can bring to these events, and vice versa. If Stomp Out Bullying has an event going somewhere, and Ashley's there as their ambassador, then I would say we invite all of you to come to that too. You know, we're all in
this
together.
Well, we have a big event coming up. It's a comedy event. We have this event on August 2nd. As you heard, we have the event with Adrian Paugh. We have a major, major convention next year. I mean, we are always, always doing things. And we're an interactive radio station, interactive television station and TV show, and everything we do is interactive. All you need to do is download the Eric Zulli app. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Russ, but our time is getting a little scarce here. And what I want to do, guys, is I'm going to do something different. I'm just going to go bam, 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 and open up all the lines. Everybody's on air now. If you are on the show and you feel like talking, go ahead and talk. You feel like promoting anything, you feel like stating any opinions on any of the stuff that you heard on today's show. If you notice today, I did not do any commercials whatsoever. There's a reason for that, because we wanted to really focus a lot of time on these issues and what is going on, and show you guys, you know, the support and everything. So Sonia Harley and Alan Tino Brown and 714-9679 and 818-0641 and 818-288 and a whole bunch of other numbers. You guys are all on air right now. Go ahead. Let's see what happens.
Hey, Alatino, it's Russ from AAM Promotions. I want to thank you. I heard you earlier, kids on the carpet interviewing, and one of them mentioning a young lady who unfortunately took her life due to this bullying. And I believe that was probably my son that you were talking to at the time. So that hits very, very close to home, and that's why this whole issue is front foremost on our plate, believe me. And we appreciate what you're doing, buddy. And whatever we can do to help, we're there.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Coming from you, that's a very big honor. And I'm doing everything I can, both technically and, you know, morally, to get this rectified.
It's our pleasure, Alatina. And like I said for Michelle, with her group, you know, if you need anything, you know, blast it out on, by the way, everybody, for AA&M Promotions, that's AA&M like Mary Promotions, which is Access Actors and More. We're on Facebook at AAM, no and sign at all, just AAM like Mary Promotions. Please follow us, like our page. You'll see a lot of this stuff. You can keep in touch with what's going on as well as through Easy Way Promotions. So please follow us.
Yep, guys. So it's been a great show. And if anybody else wants to chime in and interrupt me, go ahead. But I also want to point out, oh, wow, we just got four more people that just chimed in. All right, new people that just chimed in on the show here. You are on air. So if you feel like you want to chime in on a conversation, this is the segment we call Chime In on a Conversation. and also, guys, tomorrow, don't forget, tomorrow we have a really awesome show on the Easy Show. And all you need to do for free, if you have an Android or an iPhone or a touchpad or an iPad, all you need to do is download the Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y app, sponsored by My Pocket, and you can watch my show with Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls. Kaya Jones, beautiful, beautiful girl, amazing girl. We got some really amazing stuff we're going to be talking about, some new things that have never been seen before. Her new album, Rise of the Phoenix, is being broken and being put on. She's done concerts, she's done things, but it's never really been broken on media yet. So she's gonna be talking about that album, and it's an amazing album. So all the Pussycat Doll fans, all the Kaya Jones fans, tomorrow 3:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're live, and we also have a fan wall on the app. So if you want to interact with us, if you want to hang out with us, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any pictures you want to submit while you're watching the show, you can submit your silly pictures and we can show it on the show. We can ask your questions. It's a very, very interactive show, and this show was the first application-based interactive talk show, interactive television show ever. And now everybody's copying me, but I love it. I'm glad I'm a leader, and I'm doing a movement here. But guys, remember, support what you heard if you can, and everybody knows somebody. All it takes is for somebody to introduce somebody, somebody to bring somebody to the table. There's millions and millions of people all over the world, and that's the beauty of the internet. The internet reaches so many people, and we're really getting involved in some great causes. We need donations. You know, we need people to sign petitions. You know, we need pledges. We need help. You know, that's why they're fundraisers. You know, so please, if you're listening to us, don't expect to come to the event for free. Don't expect to not support, because and I love everybody, but honestly it really bothers me when people feel that they want to come to an event, a charity event, a nonprofit of all, a nonprofit that's trying to make a difference, and they want to come because they want to network and they want to meet people. That's not going to fly with us. Okay, so just know we are looking for people to support. It's not a whole lot, and even if you don't have money, you can do what you can to support on social media. You know, if we see that you're really supporting, then we're going to welcome you with open arms. If we see you're coming there to use what we have for your own benefit, the door's going to be closed. I want to really make that clear. Sonia Holly, are you there?
You haven't
been on the show all day.
I know what you're saying, and I think that is very true. People need to know that they have to put in order to get out. I was waiting for you to finish. Actually, Alatino, thank you so much for the cyberspace media and the cyber watch page. That is so important. I am totally ecstatic and excited that we're going to have Kaya Jones on the show from Pussycat Dolls tomorrow, and we will talk with her about becoming an advocate for the cyberbullying as well. And then on my show, the Sonia Harley's PT with EZ, I will be featuring a rap duo by the name of Aces Wild. These guys are, like, super amazing, fun. Their music is right now. It's what's happening right now. It's going to get, you know, kids on the dance floor so they can feel good and do their thing. And at the same token, I'm going to have them talk about the cyberbullying as well. So I think the more people that talk about it and we implement it, the stronger that people will realize just how serious it really is. Anytime someone takes their life because other people are pressuring them and demeaning them and making them feel like they're worthless, that's not a good situation for anyone to be in. So I'm really proud to be a part of, to be behind the Cyberspace Media and be a part of it, and the Easy Show as well with you, Eric Dooley. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. It's going to be freaking awesome. Oh, and I think I have John Mitchell on the line. Yes, this guy, this is one of my producers who's freaking amazing. Do you guys remember a song that was called Two of Hearts? It's like Two of Hearts, something like that, like from the 80s or something. Really big hit.
Yeah.
This is the guy behind that big hit, and we're going to have him as a special guest on the show pretty soon when he gets some time. But he's an amazing songwriter. He's written for lots and lots of people, and good energy, you know? So, yeah.
Cool, guys. So, you know, I want to just reiterate what's happening. On August 2nd, it's going to be an amazing event, and we're going to try to make it to where you guys can watch it live. Not fully positive, but there's going to be performances with amazing artists. There's going to be performances from celebrities. There's going to be dance performances. There's going to be auctions. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be this and that, and it's for an amazing, really great cause. Remember that name, guys. Million. I got to make sure I say this right. Million. Million Youth Peace March. Yes, Million Youth Peace March .org. To support that, and that's going to be August 2nd. We also have a really amazing event coming up in August. It's a comedy event, and this is a little surprise. Cyberwatch and what we're doing with cyberbullying is going to be the cause for that. And so the red carpet, everything is going to be about that. And a lot of people can come. And what we're going to do is if you're supporting the cause and you are willing to tell your story and you can help with the awareness and support it, you know, we're going to allow you to walk the carpet. We're going to allow you to get a lot of benefits of this event. And very major, from what I've heard, again, this is just what I've heard, but I've heard some very big name comedians, which are also actors, will be in attendance and will be there. If you want to know more information about that, it's going to be on the application, the Eric Dooley app, right on the calendar. You just go to the app and then you click on calendar, you'll see that information, or you can just follow my blog, Eric Dooley blog, or my fans page, or any of the stuff that you hear. We have too much stuff. We'll have a simple website real soon for you guys. But you know, we're doing the Easy Way, guys. It's a movement. Hashtag Easy Way, everything you do. We're looking for those supporters, and we support you back. We do this show every Thursday, 10:30 a.m., and then the next day we have a TV show, which is nationally syndicated on Open Vision Networks, TIN, Actors Entertainment, Actors Reporter, Fan TV, WTV Networks, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're in China. It goes everywhere. And we really appreciate all the support and everybody that is supporting us. And advertising options are available, guys. Advertising. What is that? Let me mute you guys. I can't hear no background stuff. Okay. Advertising is available on the shows, on the platforms, on the blogs. My blog alone does reach about 250,000+ followers, and if you go to the blog, you'll see that. I have 196,000 followers on Twitter. It's a verified account, and we have a pretty decent following. We have probably over 50 people in our organizations that are independent contractors, and we're joint ventured with 27 companies, 27 very powerful companies. So we do get out there. And so if you guys are looking to advertise, you know, just hit us up at service at Easy Way Promotions. That's Easy, letter E, letter Z, Way Promotions with an S, service at EasyWayPromotions.com, or just go to EasyWayPromotions.com, and you can contact us, let us know. And, you know, we do things the easy way. We have a great time, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and pop a commercial on. I told you I wasn't going to do any commercials during the show, but we're at the end of the show now. I'm going to pop a quick commercial on here on behalf of the show, Easy Talk Live. And thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Make sure to tune in next week. We have a really, really cool guest, and we just keep it moving. It's like you're grabbing it out of a bag, and you never know what you're going to get, but it's going to be something really cool. And usually it's something that's trying to make a difference. But go ahead and these are a couple people that endorse the easy way, and that they support us and that are rolling with us, guys. And you listen to Easy Talk Live, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what?
I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, that's Easy Talk Live, and just remember, if you're interested in getting out there more, you can hit us up. We do it the easy way, virally promote you and all that stuff. So to end out the show, guys, I'm so proud of this. I played this last week, but I got to play it again. This is an interview I did with John Mata, who is the vice president of Warner Brothers and CW, and he's also the president of UNICEF. Listen to what he had to say.
What's going on, guys? I'm Eric Zuli for The Easy Show. What's going on, John?
What's going on, Eric?
Man, I there's no words to describe what it's like to stand next to greatness like this.
I had the same feeling.
Really?
I had the same feeling.
You're not wearing a fedora hat, though. We got to get you an Easy Way fedora hat. But, guys, I'm standing next to John Mata. He is the president.
Or you're too kind. Executive Vice President.
Executive Vice President. He's involved with the UNICEF and Warner Brothers and CW. You're President of UNICEF?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, now that's the stuff right there. President of UNICEF. UNICEF is amazing. And my fans and me, on behalf of us, we're bowing down to you, sir. So we're here at an amazing event. We're doing it the easy way.
Can you bring my mic up?
How you feeling? How much fun?
You've done the greatest job tonight. You've brought so many people together. I think it's extraordinary what you've done, Eric.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that. So we talk to entrepreneurs all the time, and I'd love to hear your story of like some of the challenges you faced, and then how did you get in the position you're in?
You know, it's pure networking. Every position I've gotten has been through meeting people, through finding my way, through being out and talking to people. It's that simple. That simple, Eric.
And how did you get involved with UNICEF?
You know, when I turned 60. I wanted to find something that would take my mind off myself for a few minutes a day. Not too long, but a few minutes a day. And I found my way to UNICEF, and it's a great organization, a pure and great organization.
You want to tell them a little about, some people may not know about the organization.
UNICEF was created out of the United Nations, United Nations Children's Fund. We created a charity within UNICEF called the Chinese Children's Initiative. Although China is a great and powerful country, there are millions of orphans, poor children, and we're trying to take companies and businesses and people who are involved with China to give back a little bit to the Chinese children.
And you know, we are involved with China with Hello Hollywood, and any way we can support that, we're 100% behind. Now let me ask you just out of the spur of a random question, okay? What did you want to be when you grew up? I know this wasn't planned, or was it?
No, it was not planned. My goal was to be you. I couldn't achieve that. So I decided to do the best I could. I wanted to be in the entertainment business. I wanted to work in charity. Here I am.
And here you are. And so he just said he was. Okay, Ernie Singleton said I was his mentor, and John Mayer just said he wants to be me. What's going on here? God is good. That's all I can say. God is great.
Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Can I have you say your first and last name, and I'm doing it the easy way real quick?
I'm John Mata.
And you do it the easy way?
The easy way. I do it the easy way. I'm John Mata. I do it the easy way. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you so much, man. I'm on.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it for W.
I love it, guys. I love it. I love it. That is like that's like whenever I'm depressed, I just listen to that interview and I'm loving it. And that, you know what John doesn't know, and this is something I'm going to be posting on my fans page, Eric Zuli Fans, as well as probably my application. I did an interview with the CEO of the American Chinese CEO Society. And it's a major organization that networks business owners and investors and people in China that are looking to do business with people in the U.S. And it's an amazing organization. I appreciate Denise O'Brien for inviting us down there, and we met some great people. So we'll be having some conversations. And you know, guys, thanks for listening to the show, Easy Talk Live. We do this every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. I hope you guys tune in next week. I hope you guys had fun. And I'm gonna leave you with this. This is my little question for you, and if you want to go to my fans page, Eric Zuli Fans or Easy Way Broadcasting, and post your answers. What do you think the secret of success is? I'm Eric Easy Zuli for Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.